In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. Tomorrow, God willing, starts the Great Lent. And God willing, as of today, we'll try to start at 8 o'clock exactly, to be able to finish at 11:15. And these 15 minutes will help our brothers and sisters, the servants of Sunday school, to have more chance to finish earlier and also to attend the servants' meeting. So I'm happy for those who came earlier today, and I ask my children, beloved children, the deacons, to come as early as they can. Today is called the pre-Lent Sunday, or preparation. Pre-Lent Sunday, or the preparation of the Great Lent, which starts, as I said, tomorrow. And the Gospel of today and all the readings are speaking of the same topic: how to prepare ourselves for an acceptable fasting, having a spiritual revival in this very important period of the year. And the best part that can we read today is a part of the constitution of Christianity, which is the Sermon on the Mount. And the part of the Sermon on the Mount from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, in this part, our Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about the main three spiritual corners of worshiping. And when our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about these corners, he did not just say, how long should we pray, or how long should we fast, or how much should we give? But our Lord insisted on one word: how to pray, and how to fast, and how to give alms. Because more important in the eyes of the Lord, not the quantity, but the quality. Not how much or how long, but just how. In these three important spiritual corners, the Lord insisted, concluding every one of them with a very important verse. He said, your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Your Father. I want to speak about this word today. Your Father. He is my Father. My Lord is my Father, and I am his son, and you are his daughters. On this concept, we have our spiritual practices. Out of sonship and fatherhood, sonship from my side and fatherhood from his. And our sonship with God forms the relationship between him and every one of us. This friendship or this relationship or this intimacy between us is built on three dimensions. My relationship with the others, my relationship with myself, and my relationship with God directly. And these are the three spiritual corners that the Lord spoke about today. Number one, my relationship with others. My relationship with others is to give. But what to give, or to whom do I give? If I give to the others because they are just my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's good, but not enough. But if I give them because I give Jesus through them, this is the perfect giving. I do not serve the others because I am charitable and generous person who has and who gives. No. I do not give the church money because this is the commandment of to give at least the tithes of my income. But I give because I return to my Lord some of what he gives me. I give the others, but actually I give back to Lord through the others. And if I go forward in the Gospel of St. Matthew, jump from chapter 6 to chapter 25, I'll find the answers. The answer at the last day is that the Lord, the King, will sit and gather all the people saying, "Come to me, blessed of my Father. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me water. I was naked and you covered me. I was sick and you visited me. I was strangers and you hosted me. And I was in prison and you went to me." Here is the giving have another concept. Because my relationship with my Father as son and daughter leads me to help the others, I give Jesus, who is hungry. He said about himself, "I was hungry and you fed me. Whatever you do with one of my little brothers, you do to me. Come inherit the kingdom of heavens." So the first point is very important. When you visit a sick man, giving him some flowers, or box of chocolates, or wishing him good wishes, actually don't do that personally to him. You visit Jesus Christ. When you give him money, you give Jesus Christ. When you give him clothes, you give Jesus Christ. When you comfort him in his prison or captive, you do that with Jesus Christ. When you accept him in your house, feed him, receive him joyfully, you do that not with the stranger. You do that with our Lord Jesus Christ, the stranger. This is the concept of the Bible. In this concept, we do not serve each other. We do exchange the love of our Lord, our Father to us, as children to him, to give to the others, thanking him of giving us. Understand me? That's why the Lord here said, when you give secretly. Do not give openly. It's not essential for the others to know that you give. In another word, it could be dangerous on you when the others know that you give. You may be praised from the others, and these praises may affect you, may hurt you spiritually, may let you fall in pride and some other sins. This is number one. My relationship with the others must be on the concept that I do with Jesus Christ. In this way, I do not evaluate the person that I give. I give because I give Jesus. Not how much, not how long, not how far. I give Jesus. When you give Jesus, do whatever you want with Jesus. For example, supposedly that the mayor of Nepean decided to visit any one of us, or the prime minister, or whoever, and says to you, I come to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock. What you will do with your house? What you will prepare for him? How you will accept him? What drink or food you will prepare for him? You receive the prime minister. When you receive the stranger in the concept that the Lord explained in Matthew 25, you accept Jesus. Do whatever is fitting with Jesus when he comes to your house, or doing with Jesus when he is sick, or hungry, or thirsty, or naked. Number two, corner two, is my relationship directly with Jesus Christ, which is prayer. So number one with the others, number two with my Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for him. When I pray to Jesus Christ, I pray as a son, as a daughter to his father. So, it's out of love, number one. I love to pray. I do not pray because I should pray. I pray because I love to pray. I love my father. Sometimes, some fathers or mothers are very busy during the day. They don't find time to sit with their children, unfortunately. But the children are looking eagerly to sit with their father, even few minutes, even half an hour. He says, my father, come. Dad, Don't you have time for me? I need you. I need you in my study, my homework. Everyone does that with his father or mother. Out of love, I love to sit with my father. I love to speak to my father. And the speech to the Lord, my father, is the definition of prayer. The prayer is to speak with my heavenly father. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ, when he spoke about the second corner, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, our Father. This is the first point. I want to feel that you are my Father, and I'm your son. Your son who loves you, who respects you. Who obeys your commandments, who glorify you, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. I'm looking to your kingdom. Thy will be done. I submit my will to yours. This is the sonship. This is the sonship. When you pray, please, do not pray thinking that you have to pray. Otherwise, the day will not be good. No. I love to pray. This is the best time which I spend when I speak to my Father. This is the love. Our Father who art in heaven. Not only that, I say, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. I rely on you, not on my hand. I work hard, but the blessings come from you. I just have 5 loaves and 2 fish. But I am sure that you will feed me and the others, thousands and thousands, without end. This is what I have, faith in you. That's why I rely on you, saying, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive my sins as I forgive the other sins as well, or transgression. This is number two, corner number two. Corner number one, I give the others because I give Jesus, not the others. I pray to the Lord, not because I have to, but because I love to. That's why I do not measure. I do not have watch to see how long the Vespers prayer will take. Or the compliant prayer will extend. I don't do that. I don't do that. I just speak to you. I don't want to finish my prayer with you, my speech with you, my dialogue with you. I don't want to finish it because I do love you as son or daughter who loves his father. And at the end, the third corner is my relationship with myself. What can I do for you? I look at you, my father, seeing you going up the mountain, fasting 40 days and 40 nights for my sake. You do not need to fast. What can I do? I do fast. I love you. I want to follow you. I want to imitate you. I want to be blessed by the same way that you walked in during your incarnation on earth. You started your service with fasting. The first thing You did my father for me. After the baptism, the Holy Spirit led you up to the mountain and you fasted 40 days and 40 nights for me. Should I now bargain for how many days I will fast 55 days as of tomorrow? Wow! How come? Do whatever you want. If you do love him, you will love not only to fast 55 days, but almost, if you can, all your life. This is fellowship with the love of God. My fasting is love to the Father who sacrificed his Son. My fasting is fellowship with my Lord Jesus Christ, who fasted for me 40 days and 40 nights. My fasting is a leadership experience with the Holy Spirit, who leads my life and who keeps me and who guides me. One of the fathers said one day, the prayer without fasting, like a charcoal without frankincense. There is no aroma. There is no taste. There is charcoal, hot, full of fire. But the frankincense is my prayer mixed with my fasting together. When I fast like the charcoal, I need to put frankincense. I need to pray. If I fast just by changing the menu, it's not fasting. But if I fast mixing my fasting with prayer, then here is the frankincense. Here is the aroma. Here is, I say, accept my prayers and accept my fasting like an aroma before your throne. I sacrifice my body as much as I can. I offer my soul as a love sacrifice to my Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a very effective mean to overcome my weaknesses and my sins and to overcome the devil, as the Lord overcame the devil on the mountain, not using his divinity, but using only the power of his fasting on the mountain. Here I stop and say, my Lord, give us an acceptable prayer, joyful giving, and a spiritual fasting. النهارده احبائي هو حد الرفاع. وحد الرفاع يعني استعداد للصوم الكبير. والصوم الكبير يعني من اعظم الايام اللي بتعيشها الكنيسه. وده عباره عن احلى يعني نهضة روحية. ربنا يسوع المسيح يدينا كده كل أسبوعين كده نهضة 3 أيام نعملها كده عشان نيجي ونجتمع مع بعض حوالين يعني كلمة ربنا ونتسبح مع ربنا ونرتل مع ربنا عشان يبقى الصيام بتاعنا مختلط كده بالصلوات. إن شاء الله هنعلن عليكم الأسبوع الجاي جدول جديد للخدمة في الكنيسة إن شاء الله. إنما عاوز أقول من دلوقتي إنه الصوم الكبير ده أحسن فرصة للنهضة الروحية لكل نفس بشرية. عشان كده الكنيسة دت لنا في حد الرفاع جزء من العزة على الجبل. والعزة على الجبل هي دستور المسيحية. ودستور المسيحية والدستور اللي احنا ماشيين به ده بقى لا فيه تعديل ولا تجديد ولا تغيير زي ما بيقولوا في مصر وفي بلاد. ده دستور إلهي لا بيتغير ولا بيتعدل ولا بيضاف إليه ولا بيتحذف منه، لأن ده من فم الله نفسه، دستور المسيحي. في هذا الدستور المسيح بيقول لنا ثلاث أركان عبادة مهمة جدا تقوم عليها علاقتنا مع الله. العبادة الأولانية هي العطاء، علاقتنا مع الناس. والعبادة الثانية هي الصلاة، علاقتي مع الله مباشرة. والركن الثالث هو الصوم، علاقتي مع نفسي وذاتي. عشان كده النهاردة أحبائي هنتكلم عن الثلاثة دول في دقائق صغيرة تلخيص للي قلناه. في كل مرة المسيح كان بيتكلم عن الصدقة أو الصوم أو العطاء، الصلاة أو الصوم أو العطاء، كان بيقول اعمل الحكاية دي في الخفاء، وأبوك الذي يرى في الخفاء يجازيك على نية. أنا عايز أركز على كلمة أبوك دي. إلهي هو أبويا، أبويا، أبويا اللي بحبه، لا أبويا اللي بيحبني، وأنا برد جزء من حبه لي. على هذا الأساس أحبائي يقول يوحنا الآن نحن ندعى أولاد الله، إحنا أولاد ربنا، أنت ابنه، أنا ابنه، أنت بنته. وإحنا لما بنعطي ما بنعطيش الناس، إحنا بنعطي المسيح من خلال الناس، لا بنعطي الناس من خلال المسيح. الاثنين ماشيين مع بعض. أنا لما بدي عشور للكنيسة أو ما بدي جزء للكنيسة ما بقيمش المشروع اللي بديه، لا ده أنا بقول له من يدك وأعطيناك ومنك الجميع، ده أنت مديني 10 كتير، لما أديك 1 لا أديك 2 لا أديك 3 لا أديك 4، أدي أكتر تاخد أكتر، أدي أكتر تاخد أكتر. بس مش دي الحكاية، الحكاية أن أنا بدي لك لأن يا رب أنا حاسس أدي أنت عملت عشاني، ومهما أديت لك مهما أعطيتك مش حوفي جزء من لا نهائي أنت أديتهولي. شوف فرحة الأب أو الأم يوم عيد الأب أو عيد الأم لما ابنهم كذا يديلهم هدية، شوف الفرح، يقول له مرسي قوي يا حبيبي، يا سلام، حاجة مش ممكن أنساها. إيه الجمال ده؟ ولو وردة، ولو وردة، ولو محفظة صغيرة، ولو أي حاجة، في عينين الأب حاجة كبيرة قوي. فما بال أنت لما بتدي دلوقتي يا حبيبي، أما بتدي لإخواتك، أنت مش بتدي لإخواتك. ده المسيح في متى 25 يقول كنت جوعانا فأطعمتموني، عطشانا فسقيتموني، عريانا فكسوتموني، مريضا فزرتموني، محبوسا فعدتموني، غريبا فأويتموني. إحنا عملنا كده يا رب؟ قال آه. كل حاجة عملتوها في إخواتي الأصغر عملتوها معي. فالنهاردة أنت لما بتدي الجعان أنت بتدي المسيح، ما بتدي العطشان بتدي المسيح، أما بتكسي العريان بتكسي المسيح، أما بتزور العيان بتزور المسيح، أما بتستقبل الغريب بتستقبل المسيح، لما بتروح للمسجون بتروح للمسيح. يبقى إذن أنا عطائي مش للناس، عشان كده عطائي مش بمقياس الرجل ده يستاهل كذا، الرجل ده ما يستاهلش كذا، الحالة دي تستاهل كذا، المشكلة دي، المشروع ده في الكنيسة يستاهل كذا. حبيبي انت هتقعد تقيم؟ عايز تدي لابوك ادي، مش عايز تدي انت حر، انت عايز تقيمها بطريقة مفاهيمك انت؟ لا، اسهب انك بتدي الايه؟ بتدي المسيح. نقول له من يدك اعطيناك ومنك الجميع. الكورنر الثاني او الجزء الثاني من العبادة هو الصلاة، والصلاة هو علاقتي المباشرة بالمسيح. أنا علاقتي بالمسيح لو كانت قايمة على البنوة والأبوة تبقى مقبولة 100%، لو قايمة على هصلي لحسن اليوم ما يعديش على خير، هصلي علشان أنجح في الامتحان، هصلي علشان ألاقي عريس كويس لبنتي، هصلي علشان ألاقي وظيفة حلو، لا أنا هصلي لأني بحبه، أنا هبتدي اليوم به لأني بحبه، بحبه، وأنا كابن ليه بحبه وبسمع كلامه، يبقى بحفظ وصاياه. فقال من يحبني يحفظ وصاياي وبطيع أوامره وبقدسه. وهو علمني، قال لما تيجي تصلي يقول أبانا، أبانا الذي في السماء، أنا ابنه، أنا ابنك يا رب، أنا ابنك، ليتقدس اسمك في حياتي، ليأتي ملكوتك في قلبي، لتكن مشيئتك في كل أموري. خبز اليوم أنت تدهولي، مش كم ألف دولار إن أنا بأخذهم هم دول اللي هتزيد الإنكم بتاعي يبقى الحمد لله حالتي هتبقى أحسن، لا، بركتك أنت. أنا كل اللي عندي خمس خبزات وسمكتين، وأنت عندك إيه؟ أكل 5000، 10000، 15000، وفض إيه؟ 12 أوف. هو ده أنت، هو ده أنت يا أبويا. إحنا هنقيس بمقاييس العالم علاقتنا بربنا، مش ممكن، ما تنفعش، ما تمشيش، ما تمشيش. عشان كده صلاتي تبقى صلاة حب، ذبيحة حب، ذبيحة حب. ولما أقول له اغفر لنا ذنوبنا، وأرجع أقوله كما نغفر نحن أيضا، أتخزي لو مش بغفر، أتكسف لو مش بغفر، دي هتساعدنا أن أنا أغفر وسامح وأعمل سلام مع كل الناس. تالت حاجة وآخر حاجة عشان الوقت، الصوم. والصوم علاقتي بنفسي أنا، أنا أقدم لك يا رب، مش قادر أقدم لك حاجة، أنت قدمت كل حاجة. أول حاجة عملتها يا أبي السماوي أنك طلعت على الجبل عشان تهزم الشيطان، بس أول حاجة عملتها أنك بذلت جسدك 40 يوم و40 ليلة صايم بدون أكل بدون شكر، أكل وشرب عشاني، عشان أنت بتحبني، فأنا كابن ليك لازم أبادلك هذا الحب، وإلا ببقاش أبقى ابن عاق، أبقى ابن ما استاهلش أبقى ابنك. خدت المعمودية والمعمودية ابنتني البنوية وأنا متخلي على البنوية، عايش في العبودية. لا، أنا ابنك، أنا مش أصوم 55، أنا أصوم 150، أصوم 350، أصوم زي ما أصوم. ملقان بشنود رئيس المتوحدين عاش كل عمره صايم، عاش كم سنة؟ 105 سنة، لا 120 سنة. أم بشنود رئيس المتوحدين، أم بنطونيوس 105. اوعى تفتكر يعني أن الصوم بيقصف العمر ولا بيجيب الأمراض، بالعكس، بالعكس. بس أنا بصوم مش لأن دي وصية في الإنجيل بس، لأن دي وسيلة، أنت علمتني أنك بصومك هزمت الشيطان، وأنا بصومي ههزم إبليس، كل شهواته، كل خطية، كل ضعف، كل نجاسة، كل إثم، ههزمه يا رب بالصوم، هقدمه لك ذبيحة حب. يا رب ادينا صلاة مقبولة، ادينا عطاء بفرح، وادينا صوم روحاني تزيد فيه فضائلنا يوم عن يوم، لكلمة في كنيستك من الآن وللأبد. أمين.